Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, Coop.
Steiny.
The thought that died alone, I laughed the loudest tutor.
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! So I go, who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
All righty. Welcome. Good morning from the Hilton Santa Clara and the San Francisco 49ers and Seattle Seahawks play later on 5:15 Levi Stadium. The undefeated San Francisco 49ers, the 7-2 Seattle Seahawks. We'll be here all day. We'll be here till 2, and then we'll turn it over to Damon Bruce, Matt Kolsky, and Ray Ratto, who'll take you right up to kickoff 5:15. And guys, it's just a big, big game. It's as simple as that. And we're going to get you ready for it.
Yeah, and I didn't want to share this with you guys in the green room, but Steiny, I'm feeling like I play. I mean, I'm that excited about the game. The Hilton had his back, Bonte. We're in the same spot, and you can feel it in the air. It's a big game, and I just would like the Niners to silence the haters. And, Bonte, you shouldn't have to do that when you're 8-0, but unfortunately in this world we live in right now, they haven't faced a top 15 quarterback, but guess who is in town? Sierra's husband, Mr. Russell Wilson.
Seattle, look, this is an organization that essentially ended the Jim Harbaugh era with the turkey on a 50 on Thanksgiving in 2014. And it's also a big game because you can gain separation in the NFC. You can go up a full 2 games on the New Orleans Saints and the Green Packers and go up 3 games on the Seattle Seahawks in a loss column. So it's huge. It's huge for them to play without Quan Alexander. Huge for them to play without George Kittle. It's huge because it's the Seahawks, and they're your division rivals that's been basically at the top of the West over the last, the last decade. I know the Rams have won the last 2 NFC West championships, but this is the organization that ended the good times here in San Francisco. So it's a little payback tonight under the lights on Monday Night Football.
It is a Monday. That means we're going to have rapid fire. Rapid fire coming up in 10 minutes. 888-957-9570. You give us your impressions not only of Sunday's games yesterday, but I want to know what your key is to tonight's ball game. What is the key for the San Francisco 49ers tonight that will push them to 9-0? That is rapid fire, 10 minutes, 888-957-9570. What's the key tonight for the San Francisco 49ers to maintain their unbeaten record? Best team that the 49ers have faced this year, I think we can agree on that, correct?
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Seattle's good against the run. They got weapons. Oh, they got that quarterback, as you mentioned, Guru, Sierra's husband, Russell Wilson, who's playing like the best quarterback in pro football. You know, you have Lamar Jackson, you have Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Christian McCaffrey, but Russell Wilson is putting on a show this year.
And we saw in Washington, and I felt like the guys came together because the game meant something to Kyle Shanahan. The history he had with that organization along with his dad and how they treated him. This game is for Richard Sherman. I know they won't talk about it, but Richard is probably like a prize fighter right now because he feels like he should still be in Seattle and emotions are going to be running high. But when you look at the math, that aspect of it, if Seattle were to get a win, Steiny, we got a division, we got a game. And you would think you would have more cushion at 8-0, but if you drop this one tonight, the Niners, it's game on.
888-957-9570. We're going to start out with some rapid fire in about 10 minutes. What's the key to tonight's ball game for the San Francisco 49ers? What's going to keep them unbeaten? And it is a Monster Monday.
Brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paint. Paint like no other. Here's what we got going today. We got Brian Baldinger at 11:15. He, of course, of Baldy Breakdowns. And Steve Mariucci, former 49er head coach, will join us at noon. And we are at the Hilton Santa Clara, just down the street from Levi Stadium. If you're coming to the ball game tonight, make sure you stop by, say hello. We'll be here till 2, and then we're going to turn it over to Damon and the boys, who will take you right up to kickoff. And I'll tell you what, you have to go back 5, 6, maybe more years to find a game of this importance for the San Francisco 49ers. If they win tonight, you guys hit it on the head. They will establish themselves as the number one seed. They give themselves breathing room. A loss tonight, and it opens up the door for maybe not even winning the NFC West. And then all of a sudden the Packers are looking right over your shoulders, and they come up on the schedule a little later in the year. So the 49ers can get a stranglehold on this division with a win tonight and basically render the Seattle Seahawks, at best, a wild card team.
Now, just think about that, because you two astute gentlemen last week, I believe it was Friday, told me it was the 2-year anniversary of the Garoppolo trade.
Yep.
And the Niners have been down like a bad fighter. And who would have thought just in 2 years you have the opportunity not to take it to week 16 or 17, Bonte, but essentially in the NFC West race in week 10. I mean, my goodness, you talk about ROI, return on investment. The Niners are that Ferrari right now riding on high octane gas. The football world will be watching, and you got the perfect stage to kind of take that mantle back from Seattle, which you said ended the Harbaugh dynasty.
And there's no doubt it feels like another Jimmy Garoppolo game, doesn't it? I mean, Seattle is in the top 15 when it comes to stopping the run. Niners give up about 103 yards a game on the ground. Seattle gives up 102 and a half yards on the ground a game. So they're going to really focus in on Tevin Coleman and Matt Breida. So that's where Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have to throw that thing. But it's also Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuel, who steps up in the absence of George Kittle, who's going to be out today. That's a big blow. Ross Dwelly alone, he can't do it. Kyle Juszczyk comes back, but he can't replace George Kittle for what he does in a pass and run game. Who's going to step up outside of George Kittle? I cannot wait to see that. But Jimmy Garoppolo, he'll definitely be dialed in. I think he'll replicate that performance he had against Arizona a couple Thursdays ago.
All righty, rapid fire coming up in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. What is the key to tonight's ball game for the San Francisco 49ers to keep them unbeaten against Seattle? 888-957-9570. We do rapid fire every Monday, and we're still going to do it today, even though the 49ers have a Monday night game. So the question is, what is the key for the 49ers tonight? 888-957-9570. I don't think there's any doubt that the 49ers will be facing the leading MVP candidate in the NFC tonight. Russell Wilson, 22 touchdowns, just one interception this year. And I'm looking at his wide receivers. Josh Gordon's going to play tonight. Mm. Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. That's a pretty good receiving crew.
Yeah, it is. And I was just mentioning it to the fellas, Joe Lowe and Dibbs, the fact that Garoppolo's coming off his best game on Monday Night Football with his new toy, Emmanuel Sanders.
Right.
But this is the first game, Stani. You shouldn't have any questions when you're 8-0, but now you're without Quan Alexander. You're without Kittle. How do you overcome that? Is this new defense, per se? Can I call it that? Without Quan, are they going to be able to stop that receiving core you just mentioned? All eyes are watching, Bonte, but I just find it strange that we're at this juncture of the season and Garoppolo had that coming out party to where he can go back-to-back now and add to that because there is no Kittle and the offense may be compromised a bit.
We'll go back to this receiving core to start. He brought up with Seattle. Tyler Lockett, damn near at 800 yards receiving right now, 59 catches on the season. You talk about DK Metcalf, this rookie. We all saw him at the scouting combine. The guy had no body fat on him, had like a 10 pack. Guru, he looked better than Lo Neal. He looked better than Lo Neal did at Indianapolis at the combine. This guy's over 500 yards receiving, and you mentioned Josh Gordon. Seattle has big receivers.
They have
short, shifty receivers. And if Russell Wilson gets out the pocket, he can make you pay
with these big boys.
Because these guys win one-on-one matchups, Steiny. So how do you slow these receivers down? How do you slow down Russell Wilson? It all goes back to what we've been talking about all damn season. The front four. Hell, the front eight. Bosa, Ford, Buckner, Armstead, Blair, day. I need them all going after Russell Wilson. It's about them keeping Russell Wilson in that pocket and containing him, because once he breaks that pocket, then he plays the all-scripted play.
Oh, hell,
you got these receivers, as you mentioned, the best receiving core the Niners have faced. They're going to make plays, so you want to keep Russell Wilson in that pocket, and it all starts up front.
888-957-9570 is the number. Rapid fire coming up in 5 minutes. Your chance to tell us what is the key to tonight's ball game for the San Francisco 49ers. Great day yesterday in the NFL for San Francisco, even though they didn't play. The Saints lose, Dallas loses, the Rams lose. And that's kind of what we were talking about, guys. If the 49ers can find a way to win this game tonight, any way possible, doesn't matter if it's pretty, doesn't matter if it's not, they're going to be 9-0, and the Seahawks are 6-3, and that is a lot of wiggle room more than halfway through the season. So this is a big game for the San Francisco 49ers. A win tonight, to me, establishes themselves as the best team in the NFC, the team that is the favorite to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think you got to say that if they win tonight.
Yeah, and I back you up on that. And you mentioned those teams that lost yesterday. If you watch those games, there was some bad coaching on display in the NFL yesterday. And you guys may think I'm wrong, but the MVP to me of the San Francisco 49ers this season, it starts with Kyle Shanahan. Mm. And I am so drunk and in love with what he's doing and how he has his team prepared. That's why they're overcoming those injuries to Staley and McGlinchey. Those guys are due back. But the true test, Matt Diamonds, will be tonight when you don't have Kittle, when you don't have Kwan. Those are blows, heavyweight right. blows. And let's see if the boy genius, right. as I call him, it used to be McVay, I'm giving that title to Mr. Kyle Shanahan.
You mentioned Kwan Alexander. All eyes will be on rookie from Arkansas linebacker Dre Greenlaw, who's I think it's good against the run, but in pass coverage, how is he going to hold up? How is he going to hold up defending tight end or covering tight end Jacob Hollister, who came on the scene last week for Seattle with about four catches and a walk-off touchdown against Tampa Bay? How is he going to do against the run at Chris Carson? This guy has four 100-yard games, and the Niners have given up 4.7 yards a carry. They've been gashed in the run game recently. How do they hold up there? So my eyes on defense, not only the front four and the front eight and all those guys getting after it, but Dre Greenlaw will be Johnny on the spot for this defense. How does he hold up against Seattle and in the rest of the way not having Kwan Alexander?
George Kittle most likely out tonight at tight end for the 49ers. Kyle Juszczyk will play. Staley and McGlinchey expected to play.
That's big.
And that leaves Weatherspoon, who is doubtful, I believe, for tonight's game. But doubtful doesn't mean he's ruled out completely. We'll see. I'm thinking maybe this is the game where you need Weatherspoon, maybe more than games past, just because you're facing a big-time quarterback who has three legitimate receiving threats out there. But we'll wait and see on Weatherspoon. But the one thing we know for sure, tonight is the biggest game of the season for the San Francisco 49ers. And I keep going back to week one or before the season started. And nobody expected this team to be 8-0.
Yeah,
nobody.
Nobody.
Maybe 5-3, maybe even 6-2 if everything fell right. 8-0, nobody saw it coming. And now you embark on the second part of the season. It's going to be tougher, guys. It's going to be tougher than the first half.
Yeah, and seasons do change. And you know what? I thought about it driving in. The defense, shockingly surprising how stout they've been. We've heard 85 Bears, 2,000 Ravens, wherever you want to rank them. My point is, a team dynamic means at some point you're going to have to take over. Steiny, I'm going to have to pull my weight. The defense has done their part. And I'm not saying a breakdown, Bonte,
right.
but if there is slippage, okay, it's time for the offense to take over. We saw the run game and insert Jimmy Garoppolo in that game that he had, clicking with Emmanuel Sanders. And if you want to go Geico, how big of a deal was that trade in insurance that you got a new toy with Emmanuel Sanders for Jimmy Garoppolo now? Because if there is, again, slippage defensively, giving up some points.
Right.
Now you know you
right.
got offense on the other side of the ball.
And you got an offense that's already averaging 29 points a game, and they haven't clicked yet. 29, which is in the top five in the NFL, and they've got it done on third down. They're one of the best third down teams in pro football. We'll talk about that a little later. But the defense has carried this team at times in the first half of the season. In these last eight games, starting with tonight, and we saw it, heck, last week in the last game of the first half, the offense picked up the slack. They picked up the slack for the defense that was a little, that was getting beat up a little bit by Kyler Murray and that up-tempo offense. Now it's time for offense to kick into the next gear. And I think Kyle Shanahan has something in his bag for Ken Norton Jr. Uh-oh. Or Pete Carroll in that Seattle's defense.
All righty, 888-957-9570 is the number. It's time for Rapid Fire. Rapid Fire is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. When you're looking to fire up that grill this football season, check out Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Visit Friedman'sAppliance.com today.
It's time for Rapid Fire with Bonte, Steiny, and Guru. Your chance to sound off on the week's action. You've got 30 seconds. Rapid Fire starts now.
All righty, here we go. 888-957-9570. It's Rapid Fire time. I want the key to tonight's ball game for the 49ers. What gets them to 9-0? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Raymond. Raymond is in the city. Start us off, Raymond. What's the key to tonight's game?
Gentlemen, key to tonight's game is run the ball, get the lead, run it, run it, run it.
Run the ball. Run the ball without George Kittle. That's what Raymond says in the city. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan's also in the city. Uh-oh. What's going on, Jonathan? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. The key to the game is going to be the bread and butter. That's that pass rush. Ferocious front seven and their running game. It's time to take the West back where it belongs. 34-20, 49ers.
Where are you watching the game tonight, Jonathan?
Oh, God.
I'm going to be home in front of my 65-inch. I was going to be there, but I didn't get a bracelet, so.
You sound hungover, Jonathan. Right. You had a long weekend or something?
Mimosas. Nah, he's good. Let's go to Hater Proof. Hater Proof is in the city. What's going on, Hater Proof? What's the key to tonight's ball game?
What's up, fellas? In order for the Niners to win, they're going to have to do two things. They're going to have to slow down the running game of Seattle with their backs, and then also try to keep Russell Wilson in the pocket, because when he gets out of the pocket on the roll, he can extend the play for the receivers to get open, and then also he's a threat on the ground, obviously. He can run and get in, too. So it's going to be the defense, I think. But, don't forget about the Raiders either, y'all.
Raiders are 5-4, and they got help yesterday from the Titans. 888-957-9570 is the number. Rapid Fire, what's the key to tonight's game for your San Francisco 49ers? Let's go to Roberto in Stanford. What's going on, Roberto? How you doing, man? What's the key?
I'm doing great. The key is to score, score, score!
All right, a little hockey Dan Rusinowski mixed in. Let's go to Coach P. Coach P is in Fremont. What's the key tonight, Coach P? Talk to me.
I'm definitely going to do that. Good morning. Tonight, biggest game of the year, not even just for the Niners, but just for the whole season so far. I mean, what other game can you point out that has more electricity, more fire to it? I got the Niners pulling it out in a battle, a 28-27. Jimmy G down and getting it in the two-minute drill.
All righty, thank you so much, Coach P. 888-957-9570. This is Rapid Fire. What's the key to tonight's ballgame for the San Francisco 49ers? Kevin. Kevin's in South San Francisco. What are you thinking, Kevin? Talk to me.
It took him like 10 days rest for the defense. They're going to come out swinging. The key is going to be the rest they got that mini bye week. They're going to come out strong, looking good. They're going to knock them out.
Mini bye week this week, a little bit of a short week next week. Let's go to Robert in Redwood City. Robert, you're on Rapid Fire. What do you got? Robert in Redwood City, what do you got, buddy? Let's go to Abdul in South San Francisco. What's going on, Abdul? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope your weekend went well.
Yes, sir.
The key to success today is to keep the MVP, Russell Wilson, off the field. We need to have long drives by Shanahan. He's going to put together a hell of a game plan, and our red zone defense needs to come through clutch and allow them just to have field goals. 31-13, Niners.
Ooh, big win for the Niners. He's got a big win. He's got a win. He's got him covering. He's got a dominant performance. Danker in San Francisco, you're on Rapid Fire, my man. What's going on?
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
Run the ball down their throat. I'm thinking 34-16. all those losses yesterday just more of a reason to put our stamp on this season. Keep it going, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call, Danker. Appreciate it. Let's go to good friend Robin. Robin is in San Francisco. What it do, Robin?
What it do, sugar? Listen, I think the key, like everyone is saying, is to get to make it difficult for Russ. But one of the main things, I think, is please, Jimmy, just don't throw a pick. Just don't make little mistakes that will... they will capitalize on. No one's mentioned that, so I thought I would mention it, okay?
Good job, Robin. Appreciate it. No big mistake today for Jimmy. Wonderful Niner, finish him up. Finish us up, Wonderful Niner. He's on the way down here. What is going on, my man?
Hey, I'm about to meet you guys. Anyway, got to close down Chris Carson's running gaps. Vontae, you got to, if you take Carson out of the game, it forces Wilson to be one-dimensional, but you got to keep him in his pocket, like what you said, because D Ford and Nick Bosa will come in for the sack. And offensively, Guru, I think Garoppolo must read defense as well to mix the run game, control the clock, and wear down Seattle's defense. And that will open up big plays down the field for Garoppolo and Sanders. Signing lastly, Seahawks is a fraud. This team should really be 4-5. They're no match for a wonderful Niners, and the Niners will put him in place tonight. Niners will prevail 25-12.
25. That's an unusual number.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to
give it to him.
That was off the head.
He's going to get a safety. We'll do three field goals. Two
I think
touchdowns.
The predictions will come during last call. Last call. Looking forward to meeting Wonderful Niner, one of our special callers. But with no George Kittle, do you expect Shanahan to kind of double down on the running game, or essentially keep it like it is? Try to run the ball, but not be married to it if it's not working.
I feel like Jimmy gained confidence with his performance in Arizona. And to Robin's point, Garoppolo's got a streak going one game without an interception. Let's hope he makes it two. But I say that to say, Steiny, I think he earned some leeway. And it'll be 50-50, and it'll be predicated on what he feels good in. But I don't think there'll be any, what I used to get in trouble as a kid, restrictions on what they do offensively, right, with Jimmy throwing the ball in the air.
I think most of the game plan to be the same. They don't want to alter away from running the football, which they do, 57, 58%
of the time. This is a big loss, though.
This is it's a huge loss in the run game as well, because he's such a good blocker. I think that may be his best trait, is blocking as a tight end. He sets a physical tone right off the bat. He mauls people. He likes hitting people. And then, of course, in the pass game, he attracts a double team. Wow. So Sanders will see more attention. That means Deebo Samuel on the backside is going to have a big game. What about Dante Pettis? He showed out last year against Seattle. In Seattle, I know most of those numbers were accumulated in garbage time, but somebody outside of Sanders will have to step up. But the Niners, as Robin said, ball control. They're number one in the league in ball control offense. They average having the ball 34 minutes and 30 seconds a game. That's what they do. So they're going to have to do more of that tonight against Seattle.
I'll tell you one thing that's, I think, huge, and that is the acquisition of Emmanuel Sanders. Because if you have to go into tonight's game with no Kittle and you haven't acquired Emmanuel Sanders, I think that's a much tougher hill to climb. I think Emmanuel Sanders is automatically their number one receiver. You can quibble over whether it's a tight end or a wide receiver, but Sanders is the real deal. And I think he's going to really help them on a night like tonight where Garoppolo doesn't have his ace in the hole in Kittle. So Emmanuel Sanders all of a sudden turning into a hugely valuable piece on this team in short period of time.
Yeah, and you two let me know if I'm being overzealous in this assessment of the coaching staff. They were undefeated, and they could have looked Shanahan and Lynch, they could have looked themselves in the mirror like, everything's all fine, we're doing it my way, Frank Sinatra, we don't need any help. But Stani, for them to say, you know what, things are going good, but there's an area of opportunity, let's go make that trade. That's what makes these guys stellar, because the fact that they're not stubborn, they've added to what they had, which was working, and now you got the Geico I keep going to, that insurance that Emmanuel Sanders is out there, and you don't have to have that situation to where there is no Kittle and no Emmanuel Sanders in town.
But what happens now? No Kittle, You got to think that Sanders will see extra coverage, extra attention from Seattle's defense. I think one of the other guys is going to have to step up.
We go.
This is a Deebo, Dante Pettis. I think one of those guys will have to step up in the pass game because on third down, Seattle will roll their covers to Emmanuel Sanders to make sure they take away that option for Jimmy Garoppolo. And we know they built a rapport already. That's his safety blanket now that George Kittle's out. Who steps up outside of Sanders? It's a great thing that they made the trade for Sanders, but without Kittle, somebody else is going to have to step up. Goodwin should be back, right, Kyle Madsen? Goodwin should be back. Maybe he takes the top off the defense. Maybe that's a guy who steps up. But somebody other than Emmanuel Sanders in a pass game is going to have to step up and play big for the Niners.
You know, if you look at the guys who are out there at receiver that the 49ers either could have made a play for or maybe were enticed to make a play for, Josh Gordon, who's now with Seattle. You got Antonio Brown. Dez Bryant's still out there. They didn't trade for Sanu.
Or A.J. Green.
A.J. Green. But the guy they got, I think, fits their system perfectly. And I'm not talking necessarily about route running and a new dimension on the field. But, I mean, this guy is mature. He's a professional. He's come into a situation where it's not about how many touches am I going to get. Clearly a team guy. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And I think that has a lot to do with why he was the guy they went out to get, not just any wide receiver. They could have probably signed another type of wide receiver, but this is the one they wanted, and I think he's the best fit for this team right now.
Yeah, you make a great point. And just one more thing I had jotted down is through eight games, I don't remember a game where the Niners trailed early. I just wonder if Seattle, how imperative it is for them to get a lead, Bonte, so the Niners can actually try to function knowing they're behind, because we haven't really seen that game, guys, where the Niners are behind early.
No doubt. No doubt. And Sanders, real quick, Emmanuel Sanders, you think about him fitting in so well with this offense. The same offense basically is in place in Denver, Colorado. The same Rich Scangarello, who was with the Niners last year, basically imparted that system in Denver. That's why it's been such a seamless transition for Emmanuel Sanders.
All righty, 888-957-9570. We're talking football. We're at the Hilton Santa Clara, right down the street from Levi Stadium. We got a big one brewing tonight. But first, let's go to Anna and find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is sponsored by Ticket Crushers. 49ers host the Seahawks in a huge Monday Night Football matchup. 95.7 The Game is broadcasting live all day at the Santa Clara Hilton to get you ready for the big Western showdown. Now, Bonte, Danny, and Guru will preview the game and give their predictions. But what are some of the key matchups to look for? Well, we'll get a Baldy's breakdown from our 95.7 The Game football insider, Brian Baldinger, at 11:15. George Kittle is listed as doubtful, but three other starters are expected to return. Joe Staley, Mike McGlinchey, and Kyle Juszczyk. Will that be enough to push the team to 9-0? Who steps up for Kittle? BSG will ask former Niner coach Steve Mariucci at noon. Warriors return home to face the Jazz tonight, and after missing five games, Draymond Green could return to the court. He is listed as probable. Eric Paschal also listed as probable with a hip contusion. Covered starts with Warriors warm-up at 6 and tip-off at 7:30. Got a ticket suspended license DUI? Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for free consultation. I'm Anna Kukadagis on 95.7 The Game.
What did you do, sugar?
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru, live from the Hilton Santa Clara on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we got Monday Night Football coming up, 5:15 tonight from Levi's Stadium. The undefeated San Francisco 49ers playing the 6-2 Seattle Seahawks. No, 7-2.
7-2.
7-2. I don't want to cheat them. They played one more game than the 49ers. Guys, it's been a while since we've had a game this big. What are we talking, the Harbaugh era? And the last time a game was played here that meant more? Maybe against this team on Thanksgiving back in the day.
And that's when I believe it was Richard Sherman had some meat.
Richard Sherman and Russell Wilson.
A Niner burger.
Spilled turkey juice all over that logo on the 50-yard line. And that was it. Both teams came into that game 7-4 with Super Bowl aspirations. And the Niners after that game just basically fell in the tank. Lost four straight. Lost to the Raiders that year. Remember that? Derek Carr beat Kaepernick in that game at the Coliseum. And the Niners go 8-8. So, yes, there hasn't been a game this big since then, Steiny. It's been a long time coming for the Niner Empire.
What's the old adage, Steiny? Luck is when hard work and preparation meet. And the something's just eating at me about if the Niners get this W tonight, they've earned everything that's come their way. But to basically clinch the division this soon with six more games left, you almost like, is it that easy, Steiny? Can it be that easy for Kyle Shanahan and these Niners this year?
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily been easy. I think it's still going to get harder, but I do think if they win today, obviously the math is the math, and they'll be 9-0, and the Seahawks will be 7-3, and that's a 2.5 game difference right there, with the 49ers holding the edge because they have another game. So the 49ers can essentially put themselves not only in the driver's seat of the NFC West, but the driver's seat of the entire NFC with a win tonight. They win tonight, and it's all right there for them. I mean, think about that. They win tonight, and they're looking at home field throughout the playoffs. I mean, I get they have seven games left, but assuming they're going to stay consistent and basically continue to be the team they're being, I don't know that anybody's going to be able to overcome that kind of deficit, whether it's the Packers, Saints, Seahawks, or certainly the Cowboys and Eagles have too much work to do, it certainly looks like. Minnesota, I guess, still has a shot at it. But
they're tough.
But, yeah, I mean, this is the game. It's not only a big rivalry and a game between two franchises that don't like each other. It's the game of the year right now in the NFL. It's the biggest game in the NFL this season. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Last week we saw New England and Baltimore in the AFC. That was must-see TV. That was entertainment. And Baltimore right now is looking like one of the strongest teams in the AFC, if not the strongest team, because Lamar Jackson is doing things.
See that spin move?
I mean, I thought it was Michael Vick on the football field. This guy Lamar is looking special right now. This is the biggest game in the NFL to date. And the Niners can put themselves in a position to where after they play Baltimore and the Saints on the road, they come back for two home games. They may only have two flights the rest of the year. Those flights would be to Seattle for the last game of the season. That may not mean much. The Niners may be able to rest their starters. And then a flight possibly to South Beach to play in the damn Super Bowl against the AFC opponent.
Operation Miami.
Operation Miami is in a full effect. But you got to take care of business tonight. Because if you lose tonight to Russell Wilson and company, then all of a sudden Seattle has hope in the NFC West. All of a sudden the
New
Saints
Orleans,
and the Packers are
go.
Saying, you know what? Whew, we dodged a bullet here. Home field advantage is still in play. The Niners can go drop to the wild card round, for crying out loud, if they lose this game. It ain't going a little losing streak here. So they have to win this game, create breathing room, get healthy, and put their foot on the NFC West. It's time to take over the NFC West again.
Yes, Steiny, and you mentioned it. One more thing, one caveat about that number one seed. You get a bye. So you would have essentially two home games to get to South Beach.
888-957-9570. Matt Stein, Mets Bonte Hill, Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're live at the Hilton Santa Clara, just down the street from Levi Stadium. If you're coming down to the ball game tonight, stop by, say hello. Also, give us a call here at 888-957-9570. You take the day off of work just to get a little head start on this one tonight? And if you did, how are you preparing for this game? Or if you're going to watch it at home, you got a party going on, you got the chips and dip ready, you got some appetizers, a main course, ordering pizzas. Let me know how you're doing it. We'd love to know how you're doing it, because let me tell you, we're doing it up good. We're going to be doing it up good here. There's going to be a good atmosphere here at the Hilton. There's always plenty of activity. There's food, there's drink, there's 49er fans, there's good banter with Seattle fans. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you come down, say hello to us at the Hilton Santa Clara. And remember, Damon Bruce and the boys will be taking over at 2 o'clock, and they'll take you right up to tip-off. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a big one tonight here at Levi Stadium. Let's head to Dustin. Dustin's in Oakland. What's up, Dustin? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Doing good. Big game tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun.
So I'm having people over tonight. It's going to be a big game. I've been thinking about this game all week, and you know, I've been thinking about teams that have just been like really sticking out. And it's like the Seahawks have won 70% of their games on Monday night. The Niners have the fourth best Monday night win rate. This is Jimmy G's first start, you know, and I've been watching a lot of Seattle games, and it's been a lot of like the referees you know, usually the Seahawks get the calls really, like, in their favor. So I think the Niners have to really buckle up. And, you know, I know the least penalized team, and it's going to be close.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. What do you say about Garoppolo's first start?
First start against Seattle.
I was going to say.
It was a big one. First action came against Seattle the last two plays of the game.
You think they remember that? Or
Oh, hell yeah, he remembers it. I'm sure Seattle remembers it a little bit.
They weren't
facing C.J. Beathard anymore. It's not Nick Mullins going to play quarterback against Seattle, who, by the way, beat them last December to break the 10-game losing streak to Seattle. But this is Jimmy Garoppolo's time to shine once again on prime time. He did it last time out against Arizona. He looked good against Cleveland, even on the running game, and Nick Bosa stole the show. This is setting up to be, okay, number 10. You're going up against Wilson. You're going up against Bobby Wagner. You're going up against K.J. Wright and Clowney's going to be coming down on you. What you got for us? But you're going to need to run the ball to help out Jimmy Garoppolo here tonight, because there's going to be a lot of attention on Emmanuel Sanders. Seattle running the football to keeping Russell Wilson off the field, I think, will go a long way towards a 49ers victory.
And the one thing I wonder, you look at the last two 49er games, they beat Carolina 51-13. Christian McCaffrey had himself a nice game, but the Panthers weren't in that game.
Nope.
Then you look at the game after that against the Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray was pretty darn good, and the running back Drake was good. And the 49ers went in there. They got a win, but it was a close game. And there's talk that maybe the defenses, maybe teams are starting to, I don't want to say figure out the 49ers defense, but Kyler Murray probably played the best game a quarterback's played against the Niners this year. And now you got Russell Wilson, who's an MVP candidate. So this is going to be a good test for the 49ers defense tonight.
Yeah, and it's perfect timing in regard to the Niner defense getting to see Kyler Murray, but he's just a puppy compared to what Russell Wilson, you guys talked about, an MVP candidate is doing this season. I run to set up the pass like a computer, a real Jedi. But also, I'm thinking about Garoppolo and what he has to face with Seattle's defense, who hasn't, you know, they're not the Legion of Boom, but they got Clowney. He's a star, but for whatever reason, it hasn't manifested into that. And I'm worried about the bright lights for this being, you know, a Garoppolo game, a Clowney game, because we've seen when he's in a zone, he can be disruptive.
He can, but that's where Joe Staley comes into play, and Mike McGlinchey.
They're back
for the boys. Looks like all systems will be gone for the 49ers veteran left tackle, Joe Staley, and, of course, second-year player Mike McGlinchey. Brunskill in school did a nice job filling in for those guys.
I give him an A-.
You gotta
I didn't notice
credit.
Anything.
Brunskill didn't get called for any of the penalties. But then you get Kyle Juszczyk back, another tone setter. What does Juszczyk mean for this offense? He blocks. He catches passes out of the backfield. He sets a physical tone. So that's a good thing the Niners have Juszczyk back, at least, to kind of help out the loss and alleviate the pain of losing George Kittle tonight.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Livermore, and he's a Seahawks fan, but he's going to be in the house. What's up, Mike? We treat the opponents with respect here. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
First time caller for you guys. I called the morning show a couple times, but yeah, that's just going to be a doozy. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for this game for like a month since I bought the tickets, and it's going to be tough for us. I think we can do it, but you know, it's not going to be easy. And that defense is legit.
What does a Seahawks win tonight look like for you? What kind of game?
It's either got to be like 12-7, four field goals to a touchdown, or it's going to have to be a shootout.
All right.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout either way.
Gotcha. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. Have a lot of fun tonight. It's fun coming to a visiting stadium with your team's jersey on it.
Dude, there's going to be a lot of 12 starting.
We've already seen some. They're outside throwing the football now.
Man, they feel like they own this place. They feel like they own Levi's Stadium.
That is whack. that's got to change tonight, fellas.
Yeah, hat off to the guy wearing the 12 shirt at 8:48 who was drinking the Bud Light, by the way.
Never
right
too early.
I was coming on to the show. Actually, an hour. Yeah.
What you feel about Bud Light? If you're drinking a Bud Light, what's the point?
It's better than no Bud.
It's like drinking water.
Yeah, look at him. Yeah,
like
this guy's been drinking wine really, in the past month.
I mean, get your IPA in your life or a Modelo or something, man. Yeah. I mean, a Bud Light.
I hear what you're
about
saying.
The stomach, you know?
I hear what you're saying. But at 8:48 in the morning,
pretty weak.
It's probably better to go with a Bud Light than an IPA. You got all afternoon
We're
and night
playing
to get
beer
the IPA.
Pong, Steiny, Beirut or something, man. That's what you use for Beirut.
I'm just saying, man, the those 7.0s before noon, that has you nap time early.
We would deer hunt, Steiny, and they would start drinking early, and my dad had a buddy that would always say, it's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Dave in Petaluma. How you doing, Dave? What's going on, man?
Yeah, hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I just want to chime in. You know, I keep hearing all this stuff about Arizona. You know, that was a short week. Go on the road against a divisional opponent. I think people are putting way too much stock into that game. You know, that's why Gruden and all these guys don't like Thursday night football. They become sloppy. It's too short of a turnaround.
I think
it's going to be on, man. It's on tonight.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Yeah, you know, I don't throw it away, but I don't make or break it by what happened that last game. I thought the 49ers did what they had to do. I think that the Cardinals played a pretty darn good ball game, and I thought they were prepared offensively. But Seattle's probably going to be prepared offensively too tonight. But no, I get what he's saying. I mean, I totally get what he's saying, and he's not wrong.
But nobody had an advantage. All 53 on both sides had to show up and play the football game four quarters. I just hate this. Incentives. I just feel like Seattle's probably approaching this and Pete Carroll like it's a playoff game. The guru
they
math.
Are.
It ain't even my math. It's the math. If
playoffs.
They somehow win the game, it's on, baby. But if you lose, it's a wrap. So Seattle would have to go the wild card route. But I'm just wondering how desperate, what are we going to see? We saw fake punt yesterday all throughout the NFL from desperate coaches that
right.
looked like they were desperate. Seattle's desperate to try to stay in the NFC West race.
Oh, I think we do see some trick plays today. I think we may see some flea flickers. We may see some bombs, 60-yard passes down the football field. I think we're going to see it all tonight. Pete Carroll, a couple of you know that if they lose this game, there's no way they're winning the NFC West. It is so tough. So tough to make up a three-game deficit when the Niners have about seven to go after tonight. So they're going to be desperate. But I think the Niners will also be desperate because they're tired of hearing the narrative that they haven't played anybody. Oh, well, Arizona really shook them up. They're giving up yards on the ground. The Niners are sick and tired of hearing that. They want to put their stamp on the league. They want to put their stamp on the NFC, and they want to remain alone and the unbeaten team in the NFL, but it's got to start with that defense. They set the tone all season. I know we talked a lot about Garoppolo, fellas, and the loss of George Kittle, but I think it's really imperative for them to slow down Russell Wilson and Chris Carson, who's had four 100-yard games. Seattle's offense legit, man.
Yeah, they are fifth in the league in terms of yards per game, 395 yards per game for the Seahawks, averaging 27.6 points per ball game. So they can score. Their defense, not what it was, obviously, in their heyday, but we'll see how good it is tonight. Let's go to Joey. Joey's in Richmond. What's going on, Joey? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, just hanging out, man, just hanging out. But look, I got to say, so look, I just have a question for you guys. So
yeah.
If the Niners should lose, right? If they do, how are you guys gonna feel about that? Like, as far as because you know everyone's praising the Niners and all this, you know, all this stuff. Their defense is pretty legit. I still don't set. I'm not set on Jimmy G. But this is the out. Are you guys gonna realize that you know they still got a lot of they got a tough schedule coming up the rest of the way, pretty much, and. Do you think how would you guys feel if they lose? Are you guys going to kind of downplay it a little bit, or are you guys going to, you know, like?
Oh, we got it. We got to see.
That was my next question.
We got to see how it plays out.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can't put me in a box. You can't put me in a box and say
can't do it.
Panic. But I do know what you're saying.
I was just going to ask you that.
I mean,
question.
Look, if the 49ers lose tonight, they're 8-1. I mean, that's what they are. And then they have a home game against the Cardinals, a team you figure they should beat. So, look, every team in the league, with the exception of the Patriots, has lost a game that they shouldn't have lost. I give Baltimore credit for beating the Patriots. If the Niners lose tonight, I think we're going to have to probably give credit to the Seattle Seahawks and say, you know what, that's a pretty good team. If the 49ers lose, to me, it's not going to be like losing to the Cincinnati Bengals or even to the Cleveland Browns. I mean, the Seahawks are a good team. Let's see how this game plays out, and let's kind of go from there. Maybe we'll find out some things tonight that we'll either like or we won't like. Maybe we'll see that they're a different defense without Quan Alexander. Maybe we'll see that they're a different offense without George Kittle. And so we'll put all that into the equation. So I need to see how the 49ers win or how they lose and who does what and who reacts in a certain way during the game. But you got to let it play out before you make a judgment on what you're going to say after the ball game.
Yeah, and for me, you guys know I tend to overreact. But the one constant we'll have when I see you two in the morning, if the Niners were to drop this game, is they're not healthy because you got two studs out on both sides of the ball in Kittle and Quan, and now you're the San Francisco 49ers at 8-1 without those two coming back. Hopefully Kittle will be back next week. But, Steiny, it's real. It's tangible.
Yeah.
We got to let it play out.
I don't give you that. And the reason I don't give you that is because they're getting Staley back. They're getting McGlinchey back. They're getting Juszczyk back. How many teams are starting all 22 of their day one starters or game one starters right now?
Not one team, probably.
Probably not. So I'm just saying if you get out of this game, and obviously Quan Alexander's out for the rest of the year, Kittle you'll get back at some point. That almost is neither here nor there. To me, the 49ers are getting more healthy rather than less healthy at this moment. Now let's see what happens tonight. But that's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
And you should be able to look, Quan was playing at a Pro Bowl level. There's no doubt about that. But you should be able to cover up the loss of Quan Alexander. Everybody's going to have to do a little bit more. Fred Warner is going to have to do a little bit more. But I think Drake Greenlaw is not a scrub. I don't think he's a scrub by any means. I think he's going to hold up well on the run game. Sure, he'll get beat on a couple plays for being anxious and overzealous from over-pursuing or whatnot, trying to get Russell Wilson outside of the pocket. But George Kittle's a loss where, okay, how do they function offensively without George Kittle? I think they'll be fine defensively for the most part, but how do they function offensively without George Kittle? And how do they, if they did lose, how do they, like you guys said, how do they lose?
How does
it a close game? Is it a blowout? Does Seattle control from opening kickoff to the final horn? Like, how does this look? So I'm not going to overreact one way or the other, but as you said, Steiny, they are 8-1 with teams Arizona, Green Bay. You still control your own destiny, basically, if you lose tonight.
The one thing I do have trouble seeing is the 49ers getting blown out. And I don't know if that's just specifically for this game tonight or them in general, just because that defense, you figure, should be able to keep them in a lot of games. What are they giving up right now? 13.8 points per game, something like that. Obviously, that's probably going to go up a little bit, you would think. But still, If that defense can keep you in a lot of games, this is going to be a difficult team to beat. The other thing is if Kittle's absence affects the run game and all of a sudden the 49ers are struggling to run the ball maybe a little more than normal, well, then that plays into the possession game. And now their defense is going to have to be out in the field a little bit more than normal. So a lot of different factors tonight. Let's go to Drop of the Hat, Matt. Drop of the Hat, Matt's in the city. What's up, man?
Bang, bang, Niner gang. That's what's up. Look, I got a question for Joey, right? What happened if Niner do go 9-0? When you go back tomorrow, and the Niners need to come out there. I believe this is the most tickets being issued for a 49ers game ever, right? So the Niners bang, bang, Niner gang go come out and stab
most themselves. Tickets?
Most tickets sold at this game, right? Yeah.
Yeah, just like the 12 men, we're going to stab ourselves today, tonight, under bright lights. I think the Niners is a complete team. So we can win all phases of the game. Seattle got Russell Wilson. If you shut him down, I believe that they're going to try to do a lot of screen plays because they know that pass rush is going to come in. So they're going to try to keep up on us. But other than that, this should be a blowout if we do what we do. Because we got Kyle Shanahan, the best preparation game planner on the planet. Go Niners, baby.
All right, Drop of the Hat, Matt likes the Niners tonight.
And Russell Wilson, what would this do for his portfolio with 22 touchdowns to only one interception this season to come in here and try to just take it to a division foe? You would think if he was to have a great game, that would bode well for Seattle, and he would leave here like, hey, I'm going to see you again. But next time I see you guys in red, you'll be up in Seattle with the 12th man. It'll be a home game.
Yeah, it's going to be obviously it's going to be a fun night tonight. It feels like the crowd here at Levi over the course of the season has been building a little bit. The Cleveland Monday night game, I thought there was a little something special going on here. Their last home game against the Panthers obviously was a blowout. But tonight, you got the Seahawks coming in here, not only a division rival, but someone who's also a top of the NFC along with you. So a lot of stakes for tonight's ball game. The stakes are really high, and I expect Levi Stadium to be jumping. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Brian Baldinger up next at 11:15. We'll take some of your calls until then. And Brian Baldinger, as always, will be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Now back to Vontae Steiny and Guru, live from the Hilton Santa Clara on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, coming up in 15 minutes, Brian Baldinger. He'll be brought to you by the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. We got a big ball game tonight at Levi Stadium, the 49ers against the Seahawks. Gents, it feels like old times. We got ourselves a big game with two very good teams.
Yeah, and you have, you know, the storied rivalry between Pete Carroll and Harbaugh. Harbaugh since moved on, but I feel like Kyle Shanahan, Bonte, and all the accolades to me that he deserves and has been given about being an offensive genius and the mind behind this 49er running game, he wants to start his own. And it starts tonight because Pete Carroll and his team are in here trying to, you know, put one under the loss column from the San Francisco 49ers and continue this NFC West race, which, again, not to be redundant, can be over tonight by all intents and purposes with a 49er win in front of their home crowd.
Oh, it's big time. One thing I've discussed with you guys all season long, not only time of possession, but third down efficiency. Niners have been one of the best teams on third down, and Nick Wagner of ESPN.com did a really good job researching these numbers. I had no idea Jimmy Garoppolo accumulated these numbers on third down, 47-65, fellas, for 494 yards, four TDs, and one pick. 36 of those 47 completions have gone for first downs or touchdowns. I mean, this guy has been money on the money down, but I don't. Tonight is one of those situations where you don't really want them in those third and long situations without George Kittle, because then I feel like that's where you get Jimmy Garoppolo trying to do too much and throwing one of those interceptable passes. So that's why the running game is so important today, getting him in those third and manageables and not third and longs. That's a fancy stat, a nice, sexy stat. But without George Kittle, I think those numbers go down, and you want to keep Jimmy Garoppolo from seeing a lot of third and longs tonight.
It is a Monster Monday brought to you by Dolan's Lumber, Doors, and Windows. Let's head out to Frank. Frank's in San Luis Obispo. What's up, Frank? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. What's happening? Just sitting here enjoying the day. Can't wait to get to watching that game tonight.
Yeah, going
to
be a lot of fun.
A side note real quick. You mentioned the third down efficiency. Did you notice how that other quarterback down south yesterday was 0-for-8 on his third down efficiency? Not very good. So,
are you talking about Jared Goff?
Yeah.
Drew Brees. Oh,
Jared Goff. Yeah, Jared Goff was awful. His offensive line was even worse.
Yeah. So, but, you know, what I wanted to mention today is we know how good Kyle Shanahan is with his in-game adjustments. And, you know, one of the things that the Cardinals exposed on us, if you want to say exposed, is the defense. And so now I'm kind of real curious as to how Robert Saleh is going to make in-game adjustments as well with another mobile quarterback. And, you know, he's been getting a lot of accolades and you know, he's been doing a real good job, but I'm real curious to see what his in-game adjustments will be with the mobile quarterback now that we have Russell Wilson on the tap here tonight. With that, fellas, I'll listen to this. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Thank you so much for calling and for listening. Really appreciate it, Frank. Should be a lot of fun out there tonight. What do you make of, and we had a caller earlier that said, don't make too big a deal out of that game against the Cardinals. By the same token, is that a game that Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson watch and say, maybe you can make this defense pay for being over-aggressive, for being kind of a swarming-type defense, maybe get them to over-pursue, things like that? Or does Saleh make those corrections if those are what need to be made before this ball game?
I think it's the first thing you talked about. There's no doubt that you look at that film. I don't care if they had 2 days to prepare, Bonte. There were things on that film. You have the type of quarterback in Russell Wilson that mimics Kyler Murray, but he's more seasoned. And you have to take that and see what transpires. And did you remember Bosa at all, like we're accustomed to seeing them last game? Not to me, because nothing he did wrong. They were getting rid of the ball. The quarterback was getting rid of the ball. So it would be negligence on the Seahawks' part not to try to, you know, use some of that in their game plan tonight. So that's one of the things that I got jotted down that I want to see, and if the Niners can stop it.
That caller was right. Short week. Defense, you know, you're heavy-legged, you're a little stiff, you don't have all your movement skills, especially for veteran players. They don't feel right till Wednesday night, Thursday morning. So that was a tough spot for them, and Arizona was smart to run an up-tempo offense to kind of tire those guys out. With all that said, you take away the 88-yard touchdown. I know you can't, but you take away the 88-yard touchdown, and the numbers for Arizona look very pedestrian. So the Niners with 10 games to now adjust, 10 days off, get to play Seattle. You saw one of the most mobile quarterbacks, if not the most mobile quarterback, outside of Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray. Now you get Russell Wilson. They will be better prepared, and their legs will be a lot fresher for this primetime game. I'm going to throw that game out. I'm not going to throw it completely out the window because you saw some flaws.
You warned us about Kyler before the game.
Exactly. But it was a short week, divisional game. You knew it would be tight, but the thing was we saw Jimmy Garoppolo deliver. Now with 10 days off, I think Robert Saleh and company got back into the lab, Guru. Not your lab, but that lab right across the parking lot in Levi's Stadium, and they will be better prepared for Russell Wilson and his ability to escape the pocket.
It feels like Wilson scrambles to pass and Kyler Murray scrambles to run, or at least in those kind of proportions. So we'll see what Russell Wilson's got up his sleeve, if anything, tonight. Let's go to Trey. Trey's in Vallejo. What's up, Trey? How are you, man?
Man, top of the morning to you guys.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Trey?
Doing well?
Oh, man, you know, just getting ready for this game. Got the snacks and everything and a few Modelo beers. I'm all, you know.
There you go. That's what the big boys do, you know? Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bud Lights.
You know, you know the whole saying, go hard or go home, you know.
There you go.
We'll be at home watching the game. But the point is, I want to make, you know, I think even if the Niners do lose, I don't think, like, the fans should take this as, like, a discouraging loss if they do lose, because we got to be realistic. Okay, they undefeated right now. You got to think eventually a loss is going to come, or not less, because to me, and like I said last week, Bronte, like, and I know you guys kind of disagreed, where I think a loss be like a positive thing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.